Welcome back, everyone, to the Daf. We're learning Zchus Refuah Shleima, Chaim Levesh Velvim and Sheva, B'Sof Shaar Cholei Yisrael. Thanks for tuning in. Always a pleasure to have everyone in the morning. Get my day started off right. Hope it helps your day start off right, too. We have a Daf today, which is a continuation of some of the more entertaining stories from yesterday, and then we'll transition back into some more some serious halachas. So we were just talking about witchcraft, if you remember, and the witchcraft we were talking about was really centered around bathroom etiquette, and basically there's this, whatever. We'll continue on the top of 82A, Pei Beis, 82A. So this is a couple lines down. Amar le Rav Huna l'Rabba Berei. Rav Huna says to Rabba, his son, my tama lo shchichta lo shchichacht. Why aren't you coming to shir? That's basically what the dad is saying to the son. I don't know if people have had this experience before, but son, Rav Rabba, why aren't you going to Rav Chista's shir? So Amalei, my Izul Gabe, why should I go there? I don't know if people have that experience too. Whenever I go over there, he always talks to me about, you know, worldly regular stuff. Right, this is probably not necessarily what we would get from our kid. Why aren't you going to shir? Oh, because he's not teaching Torah the way I like it. Right, I want more serious Torah. So he says, what do you mean? So tell me, what exactly is he talking about? This is a good Musar story. For those of you who are looking for Musar today. So Rav Chista would say, anyone who goes to the bathroom, don't sit down right away. But also, don't overly exert yourself when you go to the bathroom. Because your bowels or something, your rectum, rests on these sort of three teeth. I don't know exactly what that's referring to, but I'm sure there's a lot of sort of anatomical corollaries that talk about, you know, what the three foundations... Three muscles. Dilma mishtamti shine de karkash de vasu de sakana. Maybe there you're gonna push too hard and it's going to mess up, dislocate these three teeth, these three foundational muscles, and it's gonna be dangerous. So they basically say, why should I go to the Rav Chista shir? Every time we talk, he always talks to me about how to go to the bathroom or other stuff. So he says, so Rav Huna says back. So Amrulai, who asik b'chai de briyasa, v'yat amar de mila de alma. He's teaching how to be a healthy person, and you think that's mundane and regular stuff? Kol shekein l'zil gabei. All the more so you should go to shir. All the more so you should go speak to Rav Chista. Kind of interesting havamina and conclusion here, that he thought that was worthless stuff, and he comes to teach him that that's definitely more very important stuff. Okay, have to take care of ourselves. Now we're going to get to some moral dilemmas. You're in a bathroom, and you've got two choices. You have in front of you a stone, and you have in front of you a shard of earthenware vessel. Which one are you going to use? So Rav Huna Amar Mekanech B'Tzor V'Geime Mekanech B'Cheres. As every great Jewish topic goes, it's a machlokas. Rav Huna says, you use the stones. Rav Chista Amar Mekanech B'Cheres V'Mekanech B'Tzor. Rav Chista says you should use the shard of earthenware vessel. So wait a second, Rav Chista. Meisave, we have a brayis that says Ha'il Fanu Tzor V'Cheres V'Mekanech B'Cheres V'Mekanech B'Tzor. I'm sorry, to Rav Huna. So he says we have a brayis that says Rav Huna to Rav Huna that one should use the cheres just like Rav Chista said and not use the stone. Tiyuf to Rav Huna. So Targ Marav from our Papa Kamei Rav Chista Aliva to Rav Huna. So Rav Rav from our Papa defends Rav Huna to say. Ba'ogne kelim. What it's talking about in terms of when it says you should use these earthenware cheres, you should use instead of stones. That's talking about the smooth rims of the vessels. That's obviously okay. When we're talking about that you should prefer stones, that's because you're using shards of earthenware vessel. That is not the nice toilet paper. That's not the Charmin that we're looking for. Okay.
Is any of this discussion? Talking at all about use on Shabbos?
No, doesn't seem like it here. No.
But when we're relating it, aren't we relating it to
I don't know. Shabbos I see you're probably focusing here on the Sepharia thing. I don't know why that would be the interpretation.
In the art scroll,
no, it's not necessarily
for Shabbos, and the other ones, Rav Huda's method is specifically for Shabbos.
Yeah. Right, what I'm saying is, it's not about. I didn't really follow the translation, but the questions we were talking about this in relation to Shabbos by one scenario.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear what you're saying.
Say, well, the difference is that.
Yeah, that's what the. Hold on. Actually, no. This first one that I just said was not about Shabbos. Presumably, the next one is about Shabbos. I don't know why there would be a difference.
Well, so no, it might be just why can't you use it? Not because it's not healthy, but because it's one is more muksa than.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying in that sense.
Says the shard is more muksa, but it has more uses.
Yeah, I mean that's how you could understand it, I guess. And we had seen it on the last daf also that there's a havamina at least to say that since it was from a vessel that vessel is more usable or has greater utility for Shabbos. But it seems from the Gemara's original discussion that it really has to do with danger, not as much with Shabbos. But I can understand. I'm sure it goes both ways depending on who you're going to use as your commentary. So here we go. Next situation could be Shabbos, could it just be generally? As you'll see, the conversation that ensues from it also sounds like a general conversation, but doesn't matter. You can understand it either way. You have stones or grass. Okay. Rev Chista, Rev Humnuna, Rechadam, Rechnech, Vetzorva, In Rechnech, Vasavim, Rechadam, Rechnech, Vasavim, In Rechnech, Vetzorva. One person says, use the grass. Or the leaves, whatever, and the other person says, "No, use the stones." If you use anything which to wipe yourself, which is flammable, so then sholetisbo shinav hatachtonos nosros, you're going to ruin these teeth, whatever that means, the muscles that are going. It says here to hold the intestines. It sounds like hemorrhoids, but yesterday we called hemorrhoids tachtonios, which sounded like a sort of a term for hemorrhoids. But here it's saying it's going to make the teeth of the tachtonos nosros, which could be hemorrhoids, could not be, I don't know. Either way, it's not going to be good if you use something flammable, which sounds like you shouldn't use grass. You should use stone. So, lokasha.
It explains here that he's trying to avoid a rectal prolapse.
Okay. I was closer with hemorrhoids.
Nasty condition, which is a nasty condition.
Uh-huh. Okay. Does that come specifically because of flammable...
Exactly what the connection is, why grass would cause it, but stone would not, is beyond me. But,
right.
You know, that seems to have been what they're talking about from the beginning.
Right. Either way, so the answer also seems like it has to do with flammability. Lokasha habalach and habiyavation, when it's okay, it's referring to when it's moist. I guess there's less of an issue there, but the problem with using something flammable is when it is when it's dry.
It's more flammable. So could it maybe mean not necessarily flammable but inflamed? Is it
doesn't sound like that. It says that or sholetas bo. I mean, I can't imagine they're telling us not to use something which is on fire. I don't know if anyone's going to.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, the whole idea of fire here is a little weird, but if it causes an inflammation, maybe.
I mean, that's I like the
play on words.
The play on words there. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's what they're going for, but yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, it's not relevant because I'm pretty sure toilet paper is flammable, right? So like, that can't be the entirety of the problem. There's got to be something else there. I don't know. Hanitzrach lipanos ve'eno nifne. Someone has to go to the bathroom. We talked about this in Brachos. Someone has to go to the bathroom, and you don't go to the bathroom. Rav Chista Ravina, chadam ruach rosh lo tisbo. One person says an evil spirit is going to come over you. V'chad omar ruach zuama shlo tisbo. One person says a disgusting spirit or disgusting. I don't know how to translate ruach in this situation, but a disgusting spirit is going to come over you. So Tanya,
art scroll says odors.
Both of them are odors?
Yeah.
The first one is an evil odor?
So the first one is bad breath.
Ruach ra is bad breath?
That's the way he translates it.
Interesting.
Foul breath.
And the second one is what?
And the second one is perspirational odor.
Hmm. Okay, so Sepharia does not have that translation, very interestingly. I mean, these terms come up in other ways. We know that Ruach Ra is the thing that you get rid of when you wake up in the morning and wash your hands. So that's not what we're talking about.
Oh, he gets it from Rashi. Rashi says Ruach Ra, Reach HaPeh.
Oh, Rashi is... Yeah, you're right. I was looking. My Sepharia was set for Tosfos, and Tosfos had nothing to say for some reason on this Gemara. But Rashi, yes, you're right. Rashi says, Reach HaPeh Shehazel Merakev B'Me'ayim V'Yotze Reach Derech Piv. So this is a very interesting medium about how you're getting this bad breath. Apparently it's coming back up from your bowels and giving you bad breath because you're keeping the stuff in your body too long. It's making its way back up. I don't know if there's like a common condition that causes that type of thing. But either way, Ruach Zulama, that his entire body stinks. Bezea with sweat. It's in his flesh. Very good. Okay, Shkayach Liner for pointing out Rashi. I didn't know I was on Tosfos there. Okay, so we have either bad breath or we have a sweat issue. So Tanya, Kamanda Amar Ruach Zuma Shalat Esbo De Tanya. There's a breath that goes according to the odor, the body odor issue. Hanitzach Nekav Ochel De Tanya Hanitzach Nekav Ochel Domo Tzanor Sheitziku Agab Afro Vizuhi Tzchias Ruach Zuma. Okay, I'm not really sure about the analogy, but someone who has to go to the bathroom and then he eats, it's as if he's an oven which is being stoked or which is being heated up on top of its own ashes. I guess you're making it worse.
When you're going to use, let's say, your barbecue, if it gets too much stuff on it and you just barbecue right over it, you're putting the ashes of the previous thing into your new barbecue. When you're eating and you don't relieve yourself first, it's...
You're compounding the issue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Makes it worse, probably.
I guess so. If it really comes from the fact that you have to go to the bathroom and now you're putting more food and you're going to have to go to the bathroom even more. So I guess that's what it means. Let's say you got to go to the bathroom and you don't know how. Right, it's not coming out. Right, I don't know if it's talking about literal constipation or not. Rashi says literally, "Ein hanekev niftach." Your orifices are not opening. Okay, so Amar Rav Chisda, Yamod v'yeshiv, Yamod v'yeshiv. Get up and go down. Stand up, sit down, go up and down a bunch of times, and hopefully that'll help. Rav Chanan min Arda Amar Yistalik l'stadin. Rav Chanan from Narada, he says, you should go around, move around, go to a different place. If you remember, Gemara in Brachos actually said to walk back and forth. This one doesn't exactly say that, although it references that, I think. Rav Hamnuna Amar Yimashmish Vitrovi Oso Makam, you should take a stone, we talked about this yesterday, and you should sort of caress and try to open up the orifice. Okay, Rabbanan Amar Yasiyach Datu, Rabbanan say, get your mind off of it. Right, you distract your mind. So, Amrler of Acha Bred Ravel or Ravashi, Kol Shekein Dachi Masach Dati Lo Mipni. If you're not going to think about it, so you're definitely not going to go to the bathroom. What do you mean, get your mind off of it? How are you going to go to the bathroom if you're not thinking about going to the bathroom? So, Amrler Yasiyat Dati Midar Macherim. No, make sure you get your mind off of anything else. Be completely focused on going to the bathroom. Stop thinking about other things. I guess you got to take out your bathroom reader and just focus on going to the bathroom. I don't know. So Amr of Yirmiyah Medifti, L'didi Chazili, Ha'utaya, D'kam Yasiv, Yasiv, Kam Yasiv, Ad D'shafich, Kidra. This is a funny line. I once saw this, what's a taya? I saw a certain Arab, it says here. Rashi says Yishmal. An Arab who couldn't go to the bathroom. He got up and sat down, got up and sat down. And he did this until everything poured out of him like a pot. Okay? It worked, basically. Nice imagery. Yeah, Leonard, you're already unmuted.
It's interesting that he's watching this Arab go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like...
Gemaras we looked at before in Brachos, it seemed like this was a pretty public affair. Especially if he's getting up and sitting down.
But you can see someone who has stomach issues, you see them... like almost fidgeting, and you see that sweat and that look and whatever, it could be simply that, not that he saw it, but But I think that the movement, they even say now that doing those things kind of like push the intestines and the bowels and so on to act when they can't do it on their own. So
yeah.
It moves the food down the food chain.
Yeah.
So. Medical word is peristalsis, I think.
It's not constipation?
The medical word is the movement of the intestinal muscles.
Oh, okay.
Peristalsis,
yeah. So let's say, no, don't they use peristalsis for your throat?
Even though it's, you know, obviously it wasn't private the way we have it private. I mean, for him to be staring at this guy and seeing that it poured out of him like it was pouring out of a pot. Just
because he was waiting in line for the bathroom.
I don't know if there were sound effects involved or something. That's how he knew. I don't know. I can't tell you how this happened. Yes, right, exactly. This Arab helped us understand how to go to the bathroom. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Hanichnas l'su'udas keva. We definitely had this in Brechos. Hanichnas l'su'udas keva. Someone's going down to eat a meal. Yehalach eser pam shal arba amos. V'amri la arba pam shal eser amos. Eser amos v'nifne nichnas yoshiv v'komo. Basically, walk back and forth a bunch of times so that you can sit down in peace and eat your meal. And you don't have the issue from before that you're like this oven that's sitting on its own ashes. Okay, so that's some entertaining Gemara for DC to send to his family today. But now let's get back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, Cheres, k'delitzein bin patim l'chaviro, the amount of earthenware vessel that you can use on that you can carry on Shabbos, which is going to bring a chi of hotza, is the amount that it takes to k'dei litein bin patim lachaviro. Patim, I don't know, it sounds here like two kinds of things that are stacked on top of each other. You don't want them to rub against each other, so you put these things in between. Or in between, I don't know if they're stacked next to each other or on top of each other. I don't know exactly how it's working, but they're little spacers like we would for like tiling or something like that. So Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the amount of cheres which is problematic. Rabbi Meir Omer k'nei lachtos ba'osa or, it's the amount of cheres that you would use to stoke the coals of a fire. Rabbi Yossi Omer k'nei lekabel ba'revius, the amount of cheres that would be able to hold a revius of liquid. So Omer Rabbi Meir, even though I don't have an absolute proof that in my opinion to stoke the coals is correct, I do have a hint. The pasuk in Yeshayahu Paraglamid, pasuk Yidal tells us, "Lo yimatzei b'michtaso cheres lachtos esh miyakud," that you will. It's going to be so bad that the situation of the Jewish people is going to be so bad. There shall not be found among its pieces a shard to rake fire on the earth. Right, sounds like there's a certain significance to the raking of fire with a piece of cheres. Not exactly sure what's going on in that scene, but it's definitely a curse of some kind that the Jewish people won't even have, or somebody won't even have that amount of cheres. Amar le Rabbi Yossi, Misham Raya, you're going to bring me a proof from there. Don't you read the next words? V'lachsof mayim migeva. And also, you're not going to have enough water to extract from the cistern. So that so Rabbi Yossi says the exact pasuk you brought is a proof to me. Also,
you want to have a big enough piece of of earthenware to hold water.
Right, not even enough to hold a revius, presumably according to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says,
didn't we just talk about using the shard to go to the bath? You know, for the bathroom. Yeah. And wasn't that the shear that if it was the size that you would use to go to the bathroom,
that
significant amount.
The previous Mishnah was talking about stones, I believe. So, and then in the middle of discussion, I think we got to earthenware vessel because that's another thing you could use. It wasn't the preferred method, but it was a thing you could use. And now here we're saying explicitly for earthenware vessel. I guess the difference obviously is that an earthenware vessel has much more utility than just for wiping yourself, as opposed to stones, which that's the only thing you could use it for. Well, the Mishnah actually said it was to throw at animals, but
we also said that earlier on that for wiping, there's a lot of leniency that's done as well.
So yeah, that's true too. That's true too.
We can't really learn from.
Right. This is more in general, not for wiping purposes. Yeah, that's right. That's true. So the Gemara now says, Ibai Lehu, Shir de Rabbi Meir Nafish or Shir de Rabbi Yossi Nafish. Which one's bigger? The amount of cheres that you would need to stoke coals or the amount of cheres you would need to hold a revius? Misvara, Shir de Rabbi Yossi Nafish. It sounds like Rabbi Yossi is bigger. Umikra Shira de Rabbi Meir Nafish. From the pasuk, it sounds like Rabbi Meir's is bigger. These agadaita Shira de Rabbi Yossi Nafish. If you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yossi's shita of holding a revius of water is bigger, light lam bimana zedrava hadal light ba lam bimana mi rabba. When Yeshayahu says you're not only you're not going to have a piece of earthenware that you could use for stoking the coals, you're also not going to have a piece of earthenware even to pick up a revius of water. That sounds like that the next one should be smaller, because it's saying you're not even going to have this much. So to hear, it would therefore seem like Rabbi Meir Shita of the stoking the coals should be a bigger piece of earthenware than the piece for holding the revius. So Amar Abai Masis Nami Laposition Miyakirigo. What?
Does shape enter into any of this? Because the difference, it can't hold water.
I understand what you're saying.
It might be that doesn't have holes. It maybe if it has holes.
I'm assuming it's referring to like surface area.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Shard. Pardon? A flat piece of shard versus a more curved shard.
Yeah, I assume it's talking about a flat. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but because that would be a receptacle of some kind. I assume it's talking about like a surface area that you could just put a thin layer over, but. Because that would make the whole conversation a moot point, basically.
Well, that was my question, because we're talking about two different...
That's why I assume it's a flat piece. So Abai says, yes, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a big fire, which is why, even though it sounds like Rabbi Yossi's Shita, that it could hold water, would be a bigger piece of earthenware, it must be that we're talking about a big fire, and that's why Rabbi Meir's Shita is bigger. In which case, it's not very helpful for us to figure out what the size is if we're talking about an abnormally large fire. But either way, Rabbi Yossi Omer Misham Raya, Shaper Kamar Le Rabbi Yossi Le Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi responds very good to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, how are you going to respond to that? Rabbi Meir, Lo Mi Bayit Kamar, really, it's saying like this. Lo Mi Bayit Midi Dechashav Lin Shidil Adishka Achle. It's in order the pasuk not just talking about something which is abnormal for people. There's what does it say here? There's no need to say that an item, right? It's basically not talking about size necessarily. It's talking about abnormality, where it's saying basically that it's the chiddush of the pasuk saying that it's also about not being able to hold water is saying not that it's a smaller size, but it's even an abnormal use you wouldn't be able to use it for. Not to say that it's smaller. We have finished another parak under our belt, and now we move on to another parak, which is talking about the same thing. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Minayin la'avodazara shemetam'a b'masa kanida." How do you know that carrying avodazara is going to be metame, is going to give off impurity the same way that when you carry a woman who is anida? Okay. I think that's what it means. Even when a person who carries it, well, it doesn't necessarily, well, kanida could mean that you're just touching anida. Well, I think we're going to talk about it. Shenemar,
tizrim kumo. It means that just like when anida carries,
that she makes something else
becomes tame.
Yeah.
So too, if you carry the avodah zara, you become tame.
Right, Rashi doesn't explicitly say that, but yeah, that could be the same impurity that's given over by Anita is given over by Avodah Zarah. Shenemar Tizrim Kmo Dava Tsev Tomar Lo, Pasuk in Yeshayahu, happens to be right before the Pasuk we just mentioned, but that's where he says there's a connection between Nida and the Avodah Zarah, which is the topic there. Ma Nida Metame Masa, Af Avodah Zarah Metame Masa, just like Nida is Metame when she holds something else, so to Avodah Zarah is Metame when it is being held. I think that's what it means. Either way, so Gemara says, Tzan Hasim, it says over there, Mi Shahaya Beso Samach L'Avodah Zarah V'Nafal Asul Avdoso. Someone who lives right next to an Avodah Zarah, whatever that means. It's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, actually, but we learned in a Mishnah that a person whose house is next to the house of Avodah Zarah, if you share a wall, and that wall fell down, so the person's not allowed to build it, because they're going to help build a wall for Avodah Avodazara. So you're kind of stuck. Kate said, yeah, so that's what you do. So Konos Yitoch Shalo Arba Amos Bona, you have to give up some of your land, move the wall 6 feet in, and thereby it's going to be your wall, and it's not going to be part of their property. It's not going to be it's not going to be projected as their wall.
Right, but I would think that he would not be giving up property, because then again he's giving something over to idol worship. In other words,
no, it's not. I don't think it's saying that he would surrender that property. It's just saying that he would have an extra few feet on the other side of his wall that he's not going to use as a buffer. It's just going to be as a buffer.
Oh, it was two separate walls he's going to build. One, he's going to build his own wall to finish his house.
Is that what it means?
And give up the land, and then that wall won't have anything to do with the Avodah Zorah that's going to be done with on the other wall that they build.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say that.
It doesn't say that. Otherwise, it's still a shared wall. How far does the Avodah Zorah?
Well, I think the point is that his property line goes further than that, and that property is going to be a buffer. But yeah, I hear what you're saying. Maybe it could be too well.
He says you should make sure that four amas, now you moved your wall in four amas, but you should make sure to either plant something in that four amas space or do something so that way the Avodah Zarah can't use that four amas.
Uh-huh.
You leave an empty
Who says
space
that?
Of four amas there. He says that's what it says in Avodah Zarah.
Oh, the Gemara said there over there? Yeah, no, it makes sense to make sure make sure that they know it's yours and not theirs.
The end of footnote 7.
Okay, so the Gemara continues. Yeah,
David. In the first place, that he had this party wall with the House of Avodah Zarah.
Maybe he had half of a duplex, and the other side wasn't a base of Avodah Zarah when he bought it or moved in.
They moved in later.
The new neighbors. Yeah.
They have to put up one of those signs, like, to whom it may concern, this is going to become a base of Avodah Zarah. If you have any objections, come to City Hall. I guess they didn't do that back then. But either way, let's say you actually, the wall was right on the barrier, right on the boundary between you and the church, or between, sorry, that was a Freudian slip over there, between you and the Avodah Zarah there. So let's say you share the wall. So the Gemara says, Nidon Mechza Mechza. So you have to figure it out. How do you measure away from the property? You got to go from the middle of that wall or wherever that wall used to be. The pieces of stone on their side of the wall are going to be metame like a critter. Shnemar shik shakes to shaktenu. Isn't that a pasuk in the Torah? Yeah, it's in Devarim. So I guess that's referring to Avodah Zarah there, right? Rabbi Akiva Omar Kanida. Really, it gives over tumah like a nida would. Shnemar tizrim kamo dava, like our Mishnah says, ma nida metame masa af Avodah Zarah metame masa. Carrying and carrying, they both give over the same type of tumah. Okay, so Amar Rabba, Tizraim to Amar Kra. When it says when it says in Tizraim, which literally means you will cast them off, like Zora, I think is related to the Malach that we talked about a couple weeks ago. To Amar Kra, Nakarinhu Minach Kizar, which means it should be not make them foreign to you like a stranger. Tizraim, like the word Zar. Good. Say Tomar Lo, the next part of the puzzle, Kikanes al Tomar Lo. Which basically means you will tell it get out, meaning don't ever let any Avodah Zarah come into your house. Okay, I guess Rabba's just reinterpreting the pasuk so that he doesn't use it like Rabbi Akiva. Either way, the Gemara says Vamar Rabba Masa Dekuli Amma, and Rabba then says in terms of his own shita, in terms of tuma, B'Masa Dekuli Amma Lo Bligi Metama. Everyone agrees that it's going to be metame, it's going to give off impurity. The question is Daha Iskos Shlanida, because it is connected to Anita. I guess he does use the pasuk in the way that Rabbi Akiva does in a non-literal sense. In a literal sense, ki pligi be'evin masama. Rather, what are they disagreeing with? They're disagreeing with a big stone. This halacha is not just something I'm familiar with, but apparently that there is a halacha that if you put something, hey Dovi, if you put something underneath, if you have a big stone and then you put and then a person sits down on it, which would usually give over tuma, but there's no like effect to the thing. I think that's what it means. I mean, you don't have any really influence over that object, so then maybe you would think
there's no weight put directly on it. So you would think a bench would be enough. It says it's a very heavy thing, but it doesn't have to be heavy. It just has to be something that's not going to allow the weight to be placed on the object underneath it.
Okay, something like that. So the question is, Rabbi Kiva Sarah Kanida Mandita Mantamba Evan Masama, just like Anita does affect or give off impurity for this type of situation, Avodazar Mantamba Masama, so too Avodazar would do such a thing. Rabbanan Savri Kisharitz, Rabbanan say no, it's like a sheretz, masheretz, lo Mantamba Evan Masama, just like a bug would not give over impurity to this type of stone, to this type of situation, Avodazar, lo Mantamba Evan Masama, so too an Avodazar doesn't also. Rabbi Kiva, my Hilchasa Iskashal Sheretz, why is it that there's a juxtaposition to a sheretz, right? Tashakit, Tishak Tzenu is a pasuk, even Rabbi Akiva has to understand. So he says, Lim Sham Shaya, it's referring there to those who, to the items that are used for the Avodah Zarah, not necessarily for the Avodah Zarah itself. And those things, those implements, I don't know, you can imagine things like the Beis HaMikdash, Lahavdil, has utensils, so Avodah Zarah could also have utensils. So those utensils are going to give over impurity like a bug gives over impurity. L'Rabbanan, L'mayhech Zay Iskash L'Nida, and for the rabbis, what is the connection to the Nida, right? The same way Rabbi Akiva has a pasuk in Yeshayahu that they have to learn. So they say Lamasa. This is actually something I didn't understand because I thought that was the distinction between Rabbi Akiva and the other Shita he was disagreeing with, whoever that was. Who was that? Like Rabbi Akiva is the one that says it's Matami Masa, and now the Rabbanan are saying it's used for Masa. So I didn't understand it completely, why this is different than Rabbi Akiva's Shita in general. But I guess it's because of the Evan Masa, according to this. I don't know.
A sheretz, if it's put on the sheretz is hung inside of pottery, without even touching it, it makes it tumah. Where a nida has to touch things at the minimum.
Yeah, but this is. Rebbe, I'm saying that
different ways that you're interacting with something.
Rebbe Akiva's Rabbi Akiva's Shita in the Mishnah said that the juxtaposition is to Anida, just like when she carries something, it gives over Tuma, so too, when you carry Avodah Zarah, it gives over Tuma. So, are the Rabbanan here just agreeing with Rabbi Akiva's Shita? I mean, obviously.
Just the form with which the Tuma goes into something.
Rashi says, like I had expected, I didn't look at Rashi again. Lamasa avalola evan masama. That's the difference between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva thinks it also applies to Evan Masama, whereas the Rabbanan think, no, it only applies to Masa, but not to Evan Masama situation, which is a very fine difference between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, according to Rabbi here. But either way, so the Gemara says, V'lak shei rachmana l'nevela. Why did we need to use Nida as the paradigm? Why didn't it connect it to Nevela, to a dead carcass, which also gives over impurity by carrying? In Hachanam, it could have Ela Manida in Elaivarin, Avodah Zarah in Elaivarin, just like a Nida is not something limb by limb. I don't exactly know what that means, but what does it say here? Rashi says, In Elaivarin, Im Nechtach Ever Mimena, Metame Masav, O Meshumin Toras Ever Menachai. I guess if it's only a limb that's resting on top, like I don't know what it means.
If
the Nida what?
If the Nida has her hand amputated, her hand does not transmit.
No, that's not what it means. That can't be what it means.
No, that's what it is. You know, there's a shard of idol. Is it still an idol? A hand of a woman that's removed from the woman, is it still a woman? A shard, is it?
What does that mean? That arm is going to be eternally a Nida arm?
No, so that's saying it's not.
As opposed to Nevela, if you take a piece of Nevela and now you cut off one leg of that Nevela,
yeah,
leg is still has the status of Nevela. Right.
I find the Havamina hard to believe. That's what I'm saying. Like Nevela. Nevela is already a dead body, so yes, you cut up a dead body, it's still going to be dead. Like, there's nothing that changes in terms of the character of the item. When you cut off the arm of a woman, so like, it's obviously not going to be that woman anymore. Like, what is the... So
it's differentiating the understanding of Tuma. Tuma is...
You know, I get it.
A thing becomes Tame, or is it a concept? So it's a concept in some situations, but by Nevela, it's right. The item itself...
Yeah, no, I get it. I just don't think that you would need a pasuk to teach us
this. Aside from the issue of the nida, an amputated limb in general is not tamei.
It has no use. It doesn't provide. So it's not to be tamei. It has to have a finished product.
It's not considered like a corpse.
I thought that with that case of a corpse, it's different for a corpse.
I don't know. I mean,
with a corpse, I think it's not a corpse until the rest of the body is also a corpse.
Okay.
Right. That's it.
I'm not sure. I actually don't know.
We went over all the tumor.
Right.
The novella that's separated still has a use. Can't eat it. It's still novella. Where if you, unfortunately, an arm of a woman who was needed that was separated is not.
Right. Yeah, I get it.
She is. The rest of her is, but that arm is.
Yeah.
Useless.
And whatever tumor it might have is not Nita. It's some other tumor. If there is.
If at all.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting discussion. I guess. Either way, Vela Hadabai Rabbi Chaim Bar Guri, Avodah Zarah Yesh Levarna Oyin Levarin. So Avodah Zarah, does it have the status of Avodah Zarah when it's broken off or not? So Tifsha Le Meha Dol Rabbanan Ein Levarin. So learn it from here that for the rabbis it does not count as doesn't have the concept of Levarin of a limb being independently of Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Chaim Bar Guri Aliba de Rabbi Kiva Baila. Really, it's talking according to Rabbi Akiva, where he doesn't have that drasha. Okay, so Rabbi Elazar Amar be Evan Misam Dekuli Amlo Pligadol Matam. Rabbi Elazar says everyone agrees that Evan Misam by this unaffected big stone is not going to be it's not going to give over tuma. Keep Pligu Masa. The only question is they disagree about Masa, which is a much bigger category than that. Rabbi Akiva Sarva Kanida Manida Matam Masa Avodah Zarah Matam Masa. Rabbi Akiva thinks that it's just like Anita gives over by carrying. So too Avodah Zarah gives over by carrying. Rabbanan Sarva Kisharetz. Rabbanan say, as we assumed originally, that the Rabbanan say like a bug, Masharetz Lamatam Masa Avodah Zarah Lamatam Masa. Avodah Zarah would not be just like a bug. It would not give over just by carrying it. Rabbi Kiva, Lamai Hilchos Iskush L'Sharetz. Rabbi Kiva, why is it connected to a Sharetz then? In Devarim, Shaketz, Shaketzen, as we said before, Lim Sham Sheha, for the different utensils you might use for the Avodah Zarah. Lamai Hilchos Iskush L'Nida, why is it connected to Nida? Mandina, Edel Yavarim, Af Avodah Zarah, Inel Yavarim, as we said before. Okay, we'll continue this, Mirza Shem, tomorrow with different permutations of Avodah Zarah's Tumah. Okay. Shkaich, everyone. Have a good day. Look out for some emails from the shul about some fun Shavuos goings on. Alrighty. Have a good one, everyone.
Thank you.